Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
I got to tell you, this Eric Greitens drama is what you're going to be hearing about all day long tomorrow, probably into next week. This is really big for a variety of reasons, and I want to know what you think about it. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Ryan tonight. You're going to get him back next week. The number the same, 314-436-7900. Call me at that number, text me at that number, or if you're outside the St. Louis area, 800-925-1120. And by the way, if you're outside the St. Louis area, this story actually could affect you as well. So it's okay to have an opinion on it. So what's happening? Of course, Alex was just reporting. Is Eric Greitens in the midst of a comeback? I mean, that's the question that was brought up. You just heard it in the news. Big news out of Jefferson City. The Ethics Commission, the State Ethics Commission, says when it comes to those ethics complaints filed against him, they found no evidence that he committed them. Now, they did find some campaign reporting things, and I think a lot of media is trying to make that into something bigger than it actually is. I mean, you get fined for missing deadlines, you get fined for missing reports, or, you know, just filing something in a way they disagree with, although it sounds like he absolutely should have filed the in-kind donations. But they went on to say that they don't think that he knew about that, so the campaign got fined. No matter where you live in the country, like I just said, this might apply to you for one simple reason. We have evidence that says Eric Greitens wants to be your president someday. We've actually got proof of that. So we've got drama. Here's the big question. Was Eric Greitens, as he claimed, exonerated? He used the word fully exonerated. Do you agree with that? Should he be forgiven by the voters? You know, there's a lot of rumors that Eric Greitens is planning a comeback. If he does, do you support him? Give me a call, 800-925-1120. A little bit later on in the program here, let me just tell you what's kind of coming up. A lot of great stuff to chat about. Should we spend billions of dollars to go boldly where we've already gone? We went there in the 1960s. President Trump says yes. So I'm going to tell you what it is that he wants to do for the tune of billions of dollars. And you tell me whether you agree. I'm skeptical of this particular push of the president. Also, man, this one gets a little touchy. Are public schools claiming too much authority over the students, over the kids, your kids? I got to tell you, I think it's time that we back the school districts off when it comes to authority over kids. I'm going to explain why. You are totally welcome to disagree with me, and I could be wrong. I'm definitely open to that, but there's a situation in Michigan that's really, to me, it shows exactly how much school districts are deciding that they're going to be the parent of the child as opposed to just the school. So where should the school's authority end? When should their discipline end? I've got my thoughts on that. All right, let's go back to the situation with Eric Greitens. Okay, so he resigned from office about a year and a half ago, something like that, middle of 2018. Multiple complaints against him, ethics complaints. Obviously, there were a couple criminal complaints, which have all been dropped against him. And by the way, don't read this into this that I am a big Eric Greitens fan in particular. I do think that when he governed, he was far more conservative than I thought he was going to be. So I was personally fairly surprised and pretty happy with some of the stands he took, especially when it comes to things like school choice, when it comes to things like taxes, when it comes to things like wasteful tax credits. I thought he did a much better job than I expected, because he, to me, was not the most conservative candidate he certainly wasn't the most small government candidate in the primary. And then for some reason, he went to a small government direction when he got elected. But he made a bunch of rookie mistakes and really hacked off a whole bunch of people in the legislature, in the establishment, and even in grassroots at the time. So he was kind of Trumpian, except without the reckless tweets, without the reckless language. But he did step out of his lane from time to time. So the questions, we've got so much to talk about this. First of all, whether you live in Missouri or not, but especially if you live in Missouri, because I don't know if he's going to run again. I hear the same rumors that you hear regarding that. I don't believe for a second, by the way, that all of this grassroots Eric Greitens, bring back Eric Greitens movement that's online and everything. I don't believe for a second that that is organic and grassroots. I'm sorry. I know that there are grassroots activists who are on board. I'm not saying that you're fake or anything. I'm just saying is that I really do personally suspect that Eric Greitens is orchestrating that. That's my personal opinion. So whether you like Eric Greitens, whether you don't like Eric Greitens, I want your perspective on this. If he were to run again, would you support him? Would you vote for him? Because he has been cleared of the ethics violations, because the criminal charges were dropped, is he truly exonerated? So what's your personal opinion of him? Because this is all separate from the, you know, the affair that he had with the hairdresser. This is all the stuff that's legal and on paper. And then, of course, you get to the question, can he actually win if he were to run again? Now, I know that there are some Republicans who aren't happy with the current governor, Mike Parson. I've known Governor Parson for years, back from the days he was in the legislature. I think that with all the turmoil that happened in the state government, I think Mike Parson has the right personality to really settle things down and get everybody back on track and making the trains run on time and things like that. And yes, I know that's a Mussolini reference, but you know what I mean. Okay. When it comes to actually governing, who would you rather see? And Mike Parson did not attack Eric Greitens. So should people go for the former governor again? Because here's what I'm seeing a lot of, and I'm seeing this on like the pro Greitens Facebook pages. And for some reason, somebody added me to one of it. I didn't actually join it, but I see their posts right now. And people are saying he was taken from us. He was run out of a job. He was forced out. So he should have never left office because he was pushed out. Well, the reality is this, is that Governor Greitens voluntarily resigned. So I don't agree with the people who say that he was forced out of office. I understand there's a little bit of a plea deal with Kim Gardner's office. And Kim Gardner, there's a whole other layer to this. Outside of the city of St. Louis, I'm not sure there's a single person who believes that she is competent and believes that she is ethical. So we've got all kinds of layers. But the most important one is, what do you think? Okay. Remember, our standards for forgiving politicians ebb and flow. You know, something like the affair alone would have kept him out of office years ago when it came to light, especially with the accusations that were made against him, which, you know, there weren't any evidence for, just accusations. But should he be forgiven? Should he be forgiven? Do you want to see him back in office? 800-925-1120, 314-436-7900. You can text me at that 314 number, or you can call me there as well. Still got plenty of room for your calls. And how about this? President Trump wants us to put a program together with NASA and go to the moon. Is that really a good goal? I mean, we've already done it. Should we do it again? Well, I'll explain why he wants to do it, and you tell me what you think. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Ryan Recker. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes, mornings and afternoons, on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
So So if you're a Missouri voter, do you forgive Eric Greitens now that the Ethics Commission says he didn't commit any ethics violations other than some reporting problems that he probably didn't know about and his campaign's getting fined some money for it? Would you vote for him again? For those of you outside of the St. Louis area, outside of the Show Me State, imagine that your governor is accused of taking money for, or taking a contact list from a charity and using it for political fundraising. Imagine that he's accused of having an extramarital affair, which he admits to, but he's accused of, you know, some pretty rough stuff. Not going to go into that because, frankly, there was no evidence of it. And then the investigation comes around and we're told we don't have any evidence to support this. The criminal charges are dropped. Didn't even go to trial. But he resigned. He quit. Do you vote for him again or her? Do you vote for that person again? Does that person get another shot? I mean, somebody else is already in the job now. The lieutenant governor stepped in, calmed things down, running the administration smoothly. Some people don't like some of the positions he's taken, but he settled everything down. By the way, my name is Mike Ferguson. I'm in for Ryan. Love to talk to you. 800-925-1120. If you're in the St. Louis area, you can call me and you can text me as well at 314-436-7900. Okay, so here's, for whatever it's worth, here's what I think. I think Eric Greitens should not have resigned. When I hear people say he was forced out, he was kicked out of office, well, he voluntarily resigned. I get it. It was part of a plea deal. At least on some of these things, he has been exonerated. So if you're that certain that you're innocent, why'd you quit? And then you can get in whether or not you think his policies were good or bad. To me, that's kind of irrelevant for this particular discussion. If he runs again, then that's absolutely the most relevant thing. Eric Greitens was very pro school choice. I like that. He saw some big problems with some very wasteful tax credit programs, and he nuked them. Good for him. The way that he conducted himself with the legislature, especially right off the bat, terrible. Rookie mistakes. But the one thing we also knew going into the campaign that he was running for governor is that he didn't want to retire as a governor. He had actually, in 2009, remember he was elected in 2016, in 2009, some people dug through the GoDaddy records for his websites and found that he and his organization had purchased ericgreitensforpresident.com back in 2009. So he's a very ambitious guy. And by the way, I don't think ambition is necessarily a terrible thing. Even in politics, I don't think it's that terrible of a thing. But the fact of the matter is that I was surprised when he quit because this is somebody who clearly wants to be the president of the United States. Now he's got to find a way, assuming that he wants to run. We don't know. He's not said anything about whether he's going to campaign, but we did suddenly see this quote-unquote organic and quote-unquote grassroots organization bring back Eric Greitens. Popped up out of nowhere. No, it didn't. It popped up because Eric Greitens set it up. That's my personal opinion. And listen, it's smart strategy. It seems to be doing what he wants to do. The former governor is going to make his round of media stuff starting tomorrow. And then we'll see what happens. Now, if you're the current governor, what do you make of all this? Governor Parson is a very laid-back personality. I don't think he's going to comment on anything. I don't think he's going to say anything unless Eric Greitens decides to run again. And there's a lot of things that Governor Greitens did in secret and things that just didn't look great. But do you want him to be governor again? That's could be what Missouri voters are going to have to decide. All right. I found this the other day. Did you see there was a little bit of a story? It happens every year. The president of the United States, regardless of who the president is, gives his or her, well, his, because we've only had male presidents at this point, gives their proposed national budget. And he has staff that researches and writes it, and they put this several hundred page document before Congress and says, this is what I want the budget to be. And regardless of whether Congress is in your party or not, what happens is they say thank you and they summarily dump it in the trash. So I'm not sure why we do this exercise of futility with every single president, but that's what we do. Aside from that, one of the things the president said he wants to do is increase the budget of NASA. He wants to increase it like $3 billion. And one of the things he wants to fund is he wants us to put the first woman on the moon. She wouldn't be the only person on the moon with her, so there become people. But specifically, he wants a woman on the moon by 2024. He wants us to go back to the moon that we first went to in, was it 68 or 69? Something like that is when we first landed on the moon with Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. And do we really need to spend a few billion dollars going back to the moon? What do you think? 800-925-1120-314-436-7900. Now, here's what the president and NASA, here's why they say, to be fair, here's why they're saying it's important. Because by the 2030s, they want us to set foot on Mars. And they say, listen, we're going to learn a lot with the technology, and we're going to learn a lot with the, you know, the astro whatever by going back to the moon after all this time. And then if we can set up some kind of sustainable base, they're actually talking about stationing people on the moon. They say that makes it far more feasible to go to Mars. So do we need to go to the moon? Do we need to go to Mars? And even if you think that'd be really cool if we do it, is this something that you and I should be paying for through our taxes? Or is this something maybe Elon Musk or Richard Branson or somebody like that in the private sector should be left to do there? To say, we can do that technology. Is that really something we need to repeat? I'm really, really skeptical of this. I understand that the president's really passionate about it. And there are some things that he kind of gets slammed and made fun of that I disagree with. But I don't see that this is, I don't see that this is something we need to be spending billions of tax dollars on. It just, the case doesn't seem that strong to me when we have trillion-dollar deficits that we're talking about, literally with a T. I just don't see it. But again, I am absolutely open to somebody who disagrees. Let's start off with who we got here. Marie. Hey, Marie, you're on Overnight America. What do you think?
Hi, I was going to comment first about Eric Greitens.
Sure, yeah, sure.
I'm glad exoneration happened, all the rest. Don't have anything against him. Your comment kind of triggered my thought. He was a little green. He's got all kind of talent and potential. And I think drive is good. There's unbridled self-centered ambition, but servant.
I agree.
Plus, yeah. But what I'd like to see is him get seasoned a little. I don't know how government things work. I'd like to see him in another job or being mentored some way in government.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see his young family have a little more time. And in time with his gifts, talents, and et cetera, then, yeah, I'd definitely be for something, senator, house of rep, someplace in government, because let's face it, all his talents and things. But I think there's a time when I'd like to see him doing something not right out front, maybe supporting some people and some causes or ideas. But
yeah, I think
I don't want to repeat myself.
I think
he just needs a little time. I have four sons, and I see the difference in him as decades go by.
My goodness, I'm 48 years old, and the difference between me at 48 and when I was 38 is big in a lot of different areas, too. So,
yeah,
I mean, there's no question, even his most ardent kind of enemies out there, we all acknowledge he's a very talented and a very smart guy. And what tripped him up were his morals and ethics. That's what got him.
Yeah, and I don't know that he expected that would happen. People, you know, sometimes get caught off guard. But I think the focus right now, I'd like to just have his family have the time out of the spotlight.
Yeah.
But I wish I knew something clever to say. He would be great doing this for 6 years.
Oh, the talk radio?
Well.
Or anything else, you mean?
Something. That might
Got
be.
It.
He's pretty bold.
No,
I'd like to see somebody mentor him, I guess would be my motherly word for it.
No, I think that makes a lot of sense. Really appreciate the call, Marie. Thanks a lot. We're going to get to the news here in just a second. No, that's a good thought. You know, to him, but I don't know. And again, I've never met Eric Greitens. You know, I've got a lot of programs. I mean, my TV show is on Sunday mornings on channel 24 here, but he's never been on my shows, radio or television. So I've never even interviewed him, but he just strikes me as somebody who isn't interested in being mentored, but wants to mentor because that's the lead position. That's just kind of how he strikes me. Let's go to Nick. Hey, Nick, you are up next. You're on Overnight America.
Yeah, that lady had it. I mean, she hit it right on the head. He's perfect for politics because he's corrupt as the day is long. I was a Greitens supporter. I was shocked to hear all of the pay to play and all the scandal. I don't care about what he did with the mistress.
Right.
But the corruption part, that's the part that I can't get past. I'm sorry.
Hey, Nick, here's the thing, though, and just tell me, because I know somebody who's listening to us right now would say, but wait a minute, he was exonerated today. Why are you still calling him corrupt?
Well, I did not hear that he was exonerated.
Yeah, the Ethics Commission announced today after, now we're not talking about the stuff with the mistress, but all the ethics complaint against him, they cleared him today.
You're kidding.
No, cleared him. And the two things that they fined his campaign for were filing violations, and they even wrote into the ruling that, yes, the campaign's getting fined because of these violations, but they actually went out of their way to say there's no evidence that he was aware of the filing mistake.
Okay, but all the pay-to-play stuff and you know, the Northwest Plaza deals and all that, I mean.
Yeah, everything that was filed against him. Now, those others weren't included in that filing, but everything in that filing against him today, Thursday, the Missouri Ethics Commission cleared him.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
Now, does that change your opinion at all?
Yes, absolutely. I'm thinking of the other guy, the county guy, Stanger.
Stanger. Yeah, Stanger. Yeah. No, he's actually sitting in jail right now. So if you're bored.
Yeah.
Steve, and you're just listening to the radio. Hey, Steve, how you doing? We're out here in the free world, and you're not. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. And yeah, I mean, if Greitens was exonerated, yeah, why not? But
would you, Nick? Let me ask you this: Would you vote for him again, real quick?
Yes, I would vote for him again.
Okay,
absolutely. If he's been exonerated,
yeah.
The crimes leveled against him, then yeah, I would.
Okay, that's what I want to know. Hey, Nick, have a good night, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate
Thank
you giving
you
us a call.
Too.
All right, so Nick gets the information. He says, whoa, that changes my mind. Does it change yours? And then we still got plenty of time. I want to talk about this Mars thing. Oh, and a little bit later on, oh, man, this is really interesting. In Utah, they actually are moving a bill forward to not fully legalize, but basically decriminalize polygamy. And we should have all seen this coming. Now, for good or for ill, is that a problem for you? I'll explain. I got to know what you think about that. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Ryan Recker. Ryan will be back next week. By the way, you can connect with me on Facebook. Just look up Mike Ferguson Media. And you can also connect with me on Twitter. Just look up AVP, which is my radio show called American Viewpoints, AVP Radio Show. This is KMOX Overnight America.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Don't want to pay your bills? Well, you're not a deadbeat anymore. You're on strike. That's an argument that's actually being made by somebody who wants to be taken seriously because they think it's unjust that they have to pay their student loan bill back. I'm going to tell you about that in just a little bit. I'm Mike Ferguson in for Ryan Recker. Okay, I mentioned this earlier. I don't know why this debate and this story fascinates me so much. It comes out of Michigan. It comes out of Saline, Michigan. And what happened is some of the high school kids there all go to the same school, and they got into an Instagram private group chat thing. Now, my college-age daughter and my wife both tell me I am not cool enough to be on Snapchat, so I'm not allowed to be on Snapchat because I'm not cool enough. But they had a private group, and their jokes and their comments apparently were pretty off color, and they were pretty racial. They were pretty racist. Now, the interesting thing is that it wasn't just white kids in this. There were a couple of black kids as well. But the black kids bailed out of the group at some point, and then somebody else gets in and finds these statements. I don't know exactly what they said, but just for the sake of argument, let's say that they are the worst case scenario. Let's say that they are absolutely racist. They're absolutely bigoted. I don't know that they actually are. There's some debate over whether or not people need to just lighten up. And also the fact that these were never intended to be said to anybody other than this group of friends. Okay, having said that, where I'm going with this is that it's kind of showing a trend that I'm seeing all over the country, including here in this area, where school districts are taking way too much authority over kids and sometimes even parents. We tend to forget that your local public school district is the government, and they are now increasingly taking, they believe, the right to have you answer to them as opposed to them answering to you. And this is an extreme case, which is why I think it's worth talking about. So get ready to give me your thoughts on this. And by the way, if you disagree with me 100%, I want to hear from you too. Because I think there are a lot of different viewpoints here that can be really well-intentioned, really well-reasoned, and be completely different than my own. But I think the school district is 100% even in the wrong, even though what the kids said was terrible. These four kids got suspended from school when it came to light what they had said, that they'd used the racial terms, and yes, they had apparently used the N-word. They said they had used racial emoji or racist emojis. I don't know what emojis are racist, but apparently they're out there and they used them. So the school district investigated, which I don't think they even had a right to do that. Found that these kids said some awful stuff. Parents were upset. They're having meetings, you know, town hall meetings, and there is much gnashing of the teeth and all that kind of stuff. And the kids get called out. It was announced who said it. They found out. I don't know if the school district named their names, but everybody knew. And the kids get suspended. When these things were said, They were not on the school property. It was not during school hours. They were not at a school event. And it did not involve a threat of any kind to anybody. It was just some kids saying, at the very least, stupid stuff, at the very worst, bigoted and racist stuff. But here's the thing, and this is tough for us sometimes. If you say you believe in freedom of speech, then you have to be ready to defend the right to ugly speech. This isn't about defending somebody saying, I'm a Republican, MAGA, 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 or I'm a Democrat, Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. This is about somebody on their own time in private being allowed to say something disgusting. So here's my take. My take is that the school district is way out of line here. And I'm seeing more cases of this, of schools that just declared that they basically have authority over kids 24/7. And their blanket argument is, well, you know, any of this can affect what happens in the classroom, so we have to step in. No, you don't. That's BS. No, you don't. And they say we get to have authority over these kids. They have to answer to us for whatever they do 24/7. And I'm seeing a lot of parents afraid of the school districts, and they go along with it. By the way, if you're afraid of what the school district would do if you push back, that should tell you that something's wrong. The school district works for you. So basically, what's being argued is that the local public school district, the government, if you will, is the parent with the final say. You disagree with the school district over something, whether it's this or something else, well, what they say goes, and you'd better get in line. If not, hey, they could report you. They could offer some sanction against you or your kid. So in a case like this, what the kid said, at least to me, is kind of irrelevant. We're going to pause here in a minute, but hope when we come back, I really hope that we can have some conversations about this. The actual words, no matter how bad, and again, I don't know exactly what they said. Nobody's publishing that, at least that I could find. But let's just assume it was terrible. Let's assume that it was the N-word in not in a way that was talking about racism. Let's just assume that it was totally racist. It doesn't matter in this case. The question isn't whether or not what the kid said was okay. It clearly probably wasn't, if we're being told the truth. But it's whether or not that school district can be the disciplinarian over something that happened that was completely unrelated to the school. I say no. I say the school district is out of line. For instance, in St. Louis, where we are right now, the school district announced this week, the St. Louis City Public School District, said we're going to send home a form and we're going to require every family to fill it out and tell us whether you have a gun. Tell us, you know, are you storing it properly? And we're going to require them to fill it out and send it back. Well, I would tell them to take a long walk off a short cliff, is what I would tell them if I had parents, if I had kids in that school district. But they're going under this premise that if you get that directive and you get that order from the school district, that you better do it because they're the boss. My argument is no, they are not the boss. All right, got some people wanting to weigh in on this. We're going to pause just a second. So we're going to go right to the phone lines when we get back. Once again, the number is 314-436-7900. 800-925-1120. My name is Mike Ferguson. I am in for Ryan Recker tonight, and we'll start it off with the phone calls. Mike Anderson, we're going to start off with the phone calls when we get back here in just a moment on Overnight America right here on KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Am I supposed to disco to that? What? I was like, wow, okay. Get my bell bottoms out. I'm Mike Ferguson. I'm in for Ryan tonight, obviously. How far does the school's authority go over the kids? High school kids, middle school kids, grade school kids. We're talking about public schools here. At some point, is what the kid does none of the school's ever-loving business? Yeah, I personally think so. Listen, I know there's a lot of people who are going to disagree with me, but let me make one thing. It kind of dawned on me during that last break. I am not talking about in the schools. We have a huge problem. I have so many friends who are teachers who tell me we can't, the kids know they can treat us like garbage. They don't have to do what we say. We know how bad that is. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm looking at this case, and a federal lawsuit was filed by these four high school students who were suspended in Michigan and their families, and I hope they win. And again, if you're just joining us, let me just kind of go through the nutshell situation and get your thoughts on that. 800-925-1120, 314-436-7900. So these four students had this like online chat thing going on Snapchat. I'm not on Snapchat, but they had this thing going on, and apparently some of the conversations were pretty racist. At least that's the accusation. I don't know. I'm going to assume for the sake of this argument that it was. We know that the N-word was said. You know, we know that kids of different races were involved in the conversation. Some of it, clearly, they were joking. Some of it, we don't know. But the bottom line is, I'm not defending what they said at all. What they are arguing in this lawsuit, and I think they are 100% right, is that the school district does not, or at least should not, have the authority to punish them for something that happened outside of school. Well, we're not talking about they went to the football game and did something against the rules at 7:30 at night at the football stadium. That's still under the school's purview. I'm not saying that they shouldn't be punished if they use social media and send a threat to somebody. That's a different story. We're talking about kids who said something bad, had nothing to do with the school, was not during school hours, was not on the school property, wasn't directed at the school or anybody in it. And the school district, because people got upset over something somebody said and decided to assert their authority, investigate, then suspend the kids for what they said in social media, just because the kids offended people. Listen, this is not what your public school district should be doing. It's not their job to parent the kids outside of the school hours. It's not their job to discipline your kids when they're jerks, unless it's in school. And so the school district isn't responding. I have a feeling that their lawyers are going, oh, crap, now we're going to have to defend this in court. And we've got this entire First Amendment that was written specifically to defend speech that government doesn't like. This isn't about bad words that these kids said. This isn't about kids being stupid or offensive. This is about whether or not they have the right to be stupid or offensive outside of the fear of the local government entity, in this case, a public school district, saying, what you said was awful, here is your punishment. I think the kids are right. Not in what they said, obviously, but in the fact that the school district doesn't have this authority. Now listen, especially if you're a teacher, administrator, or you've had kids, have kids in school, tell me if there's something I'm missing here. But to me, the school's purview and their discipline and their authority over the kid ends at the end of actual school activities, hours, property. So I kind of hope that the kids, well, I don't kind of hope, I really hope that the kids win this one. Parents, it's up to you to punish your kids for being jerks or saying things that are racist or whatever the case is. It's not the school's job to do it unless it's done during school hours. So that to me, I mean, everybody, when I'm looking at the social media comments on this, and the story I found is at USA Today, and the title of the story is just simply, four students were suspended after racist Snapchats. They're suing the district for violating free speech. That headline is completely accurate. They were suspended after racist Snapchats, and they are saying this is violating their right to free speech. Remember, because free speech, you've got the right to say something stupid. And yes, you have the right to say something racist. You have clear social consequences, maybe professional consequences that you're going to have to deal with it. You don't get off scot-free, but you get to say it and the school district's not your parent. Let's go to Greg. Hey, Greg, you are... Oh, and I pressed the wrong button here. This is Greg. Hey, Greg, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Okay, good. So am I right or am I wrong on this?
Well, I mean, I guess the way I look at it is, what is the difference between that and a company who wants to, you know, fire you for something you said on social media?
I actually do think there's a little bit of a difference, but I think it's a fair point. I think it's a fair debate to have. If I go to work, I mean, let's just say Entercom here. If I go to work for Entercom and I represent them to the public face, I choose to be here. They choose to have me here. And I say something just awful. They're saying, you know, this is really bad for business. You're hurting us. Now, kids are forced to go to public schools unless their parents can afford private ones. So this is a government entity versus, I think, a private entity. Now, I think some businesses go too far on that. But to me, because that's a voluntary situation and that's a private situation. I think they actually have more rights than government does.
Well, I kind of don't agree with that because I don't think anybody should be, you know, what you do on your own is your own business. And mm-hmm. As long as you're not dragging the company into it, then I think that your First Right Amendments are being broken there.
And I've got to get to the news, Greg, but let me offer one debate back to that. Is part of the First Amendment is the freedom of association. And the freedom of association includes the freedom to not associate. So if a business says, we don't want to deal with you anymore, I think they have the right to do that.
I agree. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
One second. Thank you.
Really appreciate the phone call. All right. 800-925-1120 or 314-436-7900. Listen, I know there's a lot of people who disagree with what I'm saying. Like, no, the schools need to be able to do this. Parents need all the help they can get or something like that. I am open to hearing all kinds of different perspectives on this. Also, still ahead, a couple other things that are kind of on the back burner right now. Okay, so if we legalize gay marriage, which we've done, should we legalize polygamous marriages? Well, in Utah, and yes, you knew it had to be Utah, that's actually moving through their legislature. What do you think? Live and let live? Or is this something our society absolutely should not be tolerating? We got the news coming your way in just a minute. Your phone calls right after this. This is an Overnight America on KMOX, and my name's Mike Ferguson.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.